Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. And when I say us, I'm talking about Dr. Dave Stoop. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Steve. Good to see you.
And also, Dr. Alice Benton is with us. Hi, Alice.
Hey, Steve. Dr. Stoop. Dave. Hi.
They're going to mute that little thing there and get rid of that echo.
This is the first time I've gotten to be on with Dave.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Been a long time coming, so.
Lucky me. It's
going to be a good thing, I tell you. It'll be a good thing. He's safe. You know, he really is. He's very safe, so.
He's too old not to be safe. Huh?
You know, we have so many calls lined up. I'm going to go right to the calls. I'm going to go to Tracy from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tracy, you're on with Dr. Alice Benton and Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi there.
Hi there.
How could we help you?
Am I on?
You're on.
You're on.
Well, I am calling because I need some advice regarding how to interpret 1 Corinthians, I guess it's 5, about how to deal with the brother who says, person who says there's a brother and they're actually not acting in that way. And also the verses about what a church is to do what a person is to do if they've been wronged.
Okay.
So to the church. Yeah,
Are you single and this is somebody you're dating, or are you married? It's a friend. What's the situation?
No. Well, I just wanted to ask my question first because I always think you guys never get to the question. Not you don't get to the question, but the person doesn't get to the question. Bottom line.
Okay.
So the person who I'm speaking of is a person who is a friend of mine, a female in a couple that's in our home group. We've had a home group in existence since 2002. Very, very solid group, very godly people. And it's come to light that one of this female she has a history of abuse, and she has been abusing alcohol and other addictive substances for quite a while and keeping it secret, but in the last 2 years, it's come to light. We've walked with this family. There are 5 children. They're still married. We've walked with this family through rehabs, probably 3 of them, for her. At this point, they're separated. He has the children. She is living on her own, and it's hard to tell what's going on with her. There's just so much lying, but she was fired from her job recently working with children, and so we know that something is still going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there's many aspects to this. One of them is, what do we do with this couple in home group? We have had it open to her because he wanted her to have support, but she's not coming. And when she does come, she's very hung dog. She comes late. She leaves early.
Okay. So here's the deal. You've got a struggler, and sounds like it's an addiction problem, right?
I think so. But
yeah.
I'm not sure if it's a mental illness at this point.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And so you're asking about the scripture that says just don't even associate with somebody like that, right?
Yes, and also going to that person. The community level and at the personal level, both.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to try to help you. Now, has anybody gone to her and asked her what's going on? Okay. And has she
Oh, yeah.
Said, everything's okay? Or she said, I'm in trouble? Or well, no. We'll talk about it right after this when we come back. You're listening to New Life Live.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Alice Benton, and we're talking to Tracy, who's got someone in home group who's, man, things are not good. So, Alice, I'll start with you after I ask this question, and that is, Tracy, if you went to her and said, would you be willing to let us help you? What do you think her response would be?
We have done a lot of helping. This has been very intense in the last 2 years. And at this point, I'm recognizing I can't help her. I can help with childcare. I can help with lots of different things. And our home group has with meals and yada, yada while they try to go through rehab. But nothing seems to be working. So I don't know that there's any way we can help her at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We have been very forward. I have, especially. She's a good friend. We've talked very much about her addictions. And I've walked very closely with her in this.
So, but Alice, you're always good with impossible situations. So sounds like another one of those impossible situations. What do you think?
That's quite the vote of confidence. Let's see what we can do. Tracy, I first want to tell you that I so admire that you have put a lot into trying to do this the right way and love her in a Christ-like way. 2 years this has been going on. And I heard you say that I think she was late for the group. And has she been abusive in the group itself?
No, just I have gotten to the point where I don't see any benefit for her, and I don't see any benefit for us. In fact, we're kind of retooling for the fall, and we all have kind of concluded that we're all really hurting over this thing, and there's nothing to be done. And so it just logically, I mean, putting aside what the Bible says, logically, we're thinking, well, why would we continue in this dead-end situation when Matthew, the husband, would enjoy coming? And he has the children, so we would remain connected with the children. You know, after that long, the children know the children, and we all love each other.
Mm-hmm. So is the crux
that would
of...
help us remain connected with Matthew.
And is the crux of this that if she comes, he doesn't come, so you would maybe her not to attend so that he can attend?
Well, he is going to ask her that. And so I have two levels of question. If that doesn't go down well, if she says, no, I want to go, and what do we do then? Because we're back to the biblical question. And, I mean, besides the fact that it doesn't seem like a very courageous way to deal with us, there's two reasons to obey that commandment, or not commandment, that scripture. One is so that she will turn from her ways, and the second is so that we will keep God's name from being profaned in our community. And so if we dodge the issue, then I don't believe the first one will ever be fulfilled.
Well, how can you say dodge the issue when you guys have struggled for 2 years with this? It doesn't sound like you're dodging the issue. I think 1 Corinthians... 1 Corinthians 5 is responded to in 2 Corinthians 7, where Paul commends them for dealing with the issue and dealing with it directly and definitively. And I think my sense is that there's something that needs to be done with the husband, because he's allowing this to happen. If there's an addiction involved, he's an enabler for that to some degree, and you've got to deal with him and help him and be a support to him. You've done enough for her to say, you know, we think it's time for you to get your act together, and until you really get your act together, we don't want you coming to the home group. That's my advice.
I'm always for, okay, let's hang in there, let's keep working here. But there does come a point where you can't allow someone to act like there's no problem. And to be able to say to her, you know what, we're not really being honest when you're there. We know all this stuff's going on, and we're not hitting it face-to-face, that simply you're not responding to our desire to help you. So we're going to have to ask you to do a couple of things to stay involved with us. Number one, you need to go see our pastor, and you need to talk with the pastor about what's going on in your life. I mean, I think that would be a minimal level. So you're saying, not we're going to kick you out, but if you want to stay involved with us, here are some things you need to do, like go talk to the pastor. Maybe something else is, we found a counselor. We're all going to pitch in and help fund this counseling. So you just start throwing out some options. And then when she doesn't do any of the options, then that's where you say, it seems like that your heart isn't open to anything except for the path that you're on. And we can't enable you to stay on that path. So we can't allow you to be part of our group. That's my thought on it. All done with grace, all done with the hope and the desire that in all of this, she's going to turn this thing around, that she's going to respond finally. It's tough love on a corporate level, yeah. You could say.
Well, that's really what the church at Corinth did. They called the men on it and cut them out of the fellowship, is what is felt that happened by the scholars. And it was very painful. It was painful for the church itself, but they stood by it, and then the man repented and got back on track. And so it is that tough love that's so important. And yep. I would encourage you to take a strong stance in love. And as Steve said, set some conditions, and if she doesn't meet those conditions, she's out. But then the husband's the one who really needs some help.
Yep. So we'll send Take Your Life Back for you to give to her and hope that might help her see some things that she's not seeing right now. All right, let's go to Steve, Tucson, Arizona. KGMS is the station. Steve, how you doing?
Good, and how are you guys today? Thank you for your ministry.
Doing all right. Doing what's going good. On?
Well, I'll get right to it. I'm in a committed relationship, but we are not legally married. We've been living together for 5 years. We intend to be married. We're betrothed to one another. Circumstances have caused us to we live together. I want to make sure I'm doing right before God. I'm not really sure about all this, so I'm asking for your viewpoint on it, please.
Well, let me ask you this. What circumstance could be so amazingly horrific that it would prevent you from doing the right thing versus calling about doing the right thing? Tell me what's going
on
there.
I'm glad you asked. I know a lot of people like precursed their question for a long time before they get to it. Mm-hmm. So I'll answer yours. She wants to be married in a different state because of an ex's circumstance with custody of children. And we really don't have enough money right now. We're just trying to survive together and make a life together here. We haven't actually tied the knot. I don't have any apprehensions about doing it. I'll do it today. If we could, I would do it today. I haven't had very good luck with marriage, and this woman, I feel God has sent into my life. She's She's a wonderful lady, and we're very committed to one another. And but there's always something that seems to be putting this off, and I'm actually starting to fall under some condemnation about it. And
okay, well, that's a good thing, huh?
A little bit of guidance.
That's good that you're feeling some condemnation. I love that, and I'm hoping that you're going to respond to it. I'm just going to ask Alice and Dave, what do you guys think? They're living together 5 years. He's saying can't get married, finances, all sorts of things.
I can't see how it would cost more to live together married than it costs to live together unmarried. And her wanting to get married in a different state, I'm not sure what that is. There's a sense in which it feels to me, Steve, that there's almost a fear of total commitment on her part. And I don't know if you've had a discussion on that. It'd be interesting to meet with your pastor and have a discussion on that and see where that takes you. But it seems like there's more than what the obvious is in terms of what's going on.
Right. Well, I mean, I haven't had very good luck with marriages in the past. You know, I'm a divorcee.
Yeah, but wait a second. We just talk about the main thing that you're talking about, what's right and what's the thing that God wants you to do versus whether or not you've had a rough marriage or whatever. It's so we want to stick with what's the right thing for you to do no matter what has happened in the past. There's no exception to the right thing, doing the right thing. Alice, you had a comment there?
I do, Steve. My concern for you is that you cut yourself off, and we all do. We cut ourselves off from the blessings and the spiritual protection that God wants to give us when we don't live His way. And I did the same thing that you're doing before I got married, and I cut myself off from His blessings. So we're really damaging ourselves and the future of our relationship when we make that choice. And if there's a hesitation on your fiancé's part, I think living together will only strengthen her hesitation, as often happens that when a couple lives together and one is not quite yet ready to get married, living together actually prolongs the time until we get married. So I'd ask you to consider two things. The best would be stepping out of the living situation if it were at all possible to do. But if that is not possible, at least to not be sexually active and to not be sleeping together, to physically not be sleeping together. Would you consider any of those?
Well, I would consider that, but I mean, you know, we only have one bed, and if I move out, I'm on the streets, and you know, and she can't. We're trying to help each other survive here at the same time.
Okay, so here's my advice, Steve. You want our advice. Here's my advice.
Okay,
get in the car, take off work. Drive to the state where she wants to get married, marry her. I mean, that's the only answer. Either marry her or live out in the street. Do one or the other. So, don't try to convince yourself. Don't try to convince yourself of anything other than the fact that you're either willing to do the right thing or you're not willing to do the right thing. You called us. I don't know. I mean, there's no way we could say anything but you got to step up here and do the right thing, and you will never regret that. But to act like you might be willing to do the right thing except for you've had a rough time with marriage in the past, that's not fair. You either want to do the right thing no matter what or you don't. You've got to be honest with yourself first, and I'm going to tell you, You're not going to regret doing the right thing.
And Steve,
even if it's living on the street.
I really want to marry her, and I'm willing to do whatever.
Just go do it then. Just go do it. Just go get it done then. That's the right thing.
And Steve, God will show up. As we take steps towards God, He takes steps towards us. So if that means you put your pillow on the carpet and you sleep there for a while to show God that you want to move in that direction and live according to His way, He will show up with the grace that you need to keep taking the next right step forward. But He needs us to make that move in faith, and He will show up.
Yeah. All right. I hope that you're going to call us back and say, well, we just got in the car and we went and got married and did the right thing. Because it's either that or you're just fooling yourself. We don't want you to do that. All right, let's take another call right here, and let's go to Rose from Boston, Massachusetts, W-E-Z-E. Hi, Rose. How you doing?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I have a question, and I'm happy to explain it. My question is, how do you deal with difficult people? Not that I'm perfect by any means, and I've had some disharmony with a sister.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I make it short? I had a secret I didn't want people to know. Went to a family function, everyone knew. So I confronted both of my sisters, my niece, you know, and everyone, and resolved the situation except one sister. I just never can get anywhere. She always in the family seems to be the one with her fists up, and she can bring up like the last 20 years of grievances, which
right, hold on. We're going to take this break. We'll come back. Of course, the answer to how do you deal with a difficult person, you deal with them with great difficulty. That's the reality.
We both brought childhood wounds into our marriage of 50 years plus.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 22nd to the 24th.
We had a low level of conflict resolution. We knew what it was, but we didn't always practice it.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I leave here with new growth tools. I also leave here with new hope that our marriage will get better and better.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. So, Rose, I want to cut to the chase here. You have a sister.
Yes.
It's hard to get along with her, right?
Yes.
What's a succinct question about that sister that we could answer for you?
I guess it's, what approach, any approach I seem to have leads in just... what approach can I develop to just create harmony? I mean, she's a family member, and I love her very much. I don't know how to. She never says she's sorry, which you might just have to accept.
I'm going to give you the best advice that I have given all day long. Are you ready?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
You know what?
So are we, Rose.
I've got my pencil ready.
A lot of people say penny for your thoughts. This is worth at least 10 cents. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Lower your expectations of her to 0.
Okay.
Expect you are not going to get any kind of reaction from her that you want. And so be how you want to be with her. communicate however you want to communicate, expecting she's either not going to respond the way you want her to, she's going to interpret mm-hmm. it exactly the opposite of the way you meant it, but you can't change her, and there's no way to teach you a communication trick that will mm-hmm. force her to sit, roll over, pay attention, whatever, bark. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to mm-hmm. remove expectations from mm-hmm. her if you're going to interact with her. Now, let's see if Alice and Dave can give some further insight to you about okay. this sister that is so difficult to be.
My guess is that this sister has always been a problem in terms of getting along yeah. with her. So when Steve says reduce your expectations to zero, he's right on, because that's all you can do. And what gets you upset, what gets you frustrated, is the expectation of something that's different mm-hmm. and new.
That's right.
And there's no basis for that. Now, what's interesting is if you can lower your expectations to zero, you never know what can happen, because that frees her and it frees you to be, most important, mm-hmm. it frees you to be who you want to be in the situation.
Well,
Alice, any insight here? Let's see if Alice has any insight here for you.
Okay.
Alice?
Rose, I just have two strategies that sometimes work. When you said that your sister has 20 years of grievances that she keeps bringing up, something that is within your power is going to her to say, I know there's 20 years of issues that have gone on, and I really want to take responsibility for my part in those issues, sister. And I actually want to hear from you what I have done that has upset you or hurt our relationship. But, Rose, this only works if you're willing to do it and just listen to your sister and not necessarily agree with her, because who knows what she might say and throw out there. But sometimes right. offering that olive branch and humbling yourself in that way can allow a shot of supernatural grace into the relationship. And I would even suggest going equipped with a pencil and a pad of paper and just taking notes to help keep yourself quiet while she talks. And it's not about agreeing. It's not about justifying yourself or explaining how she's wrong. It's only about listening. And it's the only way I've seen that particular technique work. And one other is to tell your sister, I want a better relationship with you. But it seems like we always struggle when we talk. And I wonder, what could I do differently? Can you give me ideas of how I can better communicate with you? Now, again, these are two unfair things for you to do, especially if she's the one who's been more obviously problematic. But these are two things that are within your control to step into. And I think it allows that humble grace to come in, and that may soften her heart. But just to add on to what Steve and Dave said, I read once, I think in one of the Cloud and Townsend books, that it is impossible to please people who are impossible to please. And although that may seem obvious, that wording somehow struck me as a people pleaser who hates people being disappointed in me. And it helped me settle a little bit into, and I could still give it my best shot, but knowing that that result is so unlikely with folks that are impossible to please. I hope that's helpful to you.
Yeah, and I would finish that listening by saying, I'm so sorry. I really had no idea what you were feeling. Because it's her reality versus your reality, and both realities are valid. And whatever she shares with you has validity to her. It may not have validity to you, but you're dealing with her reality by saying, I'm so sorry.
And, you know, I'm really into possibility thinking, positive thinking, positron thinking. But I really do think whenever you do any of this, you have to go tell yourself, this may not or probably is not going to go well. I just think that helps.
And it also helps to have a bunch of your support people praying for you at the time you're doing it.
Amen. Amen. Hey, we need your help here. It is, last couple of weeks of August, worst time for support. And sometimes people are coming to grips with reality like never before. If you support us with a gift of $50 or more, I'll send you my mom's mug with her pieces of advice on it and 5 publications, The Truth About Narcissism, Forgiveness, Grief, Anger, and Fear. All 5 plus a mug, our way of saying thank you for jumping in there and supporting us here at the end of August. We really need your help. Please support this ministry because you're supporting life transformation. It's all we care about, not feeling better or anything like that. We want to see lives transformed. We need your help to be part of that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com to be part of it.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Dave Stoop, Alice Benton, and you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to talk to somebody besides us, we've got these amazing people just sitting there waiting for somebody to want to get some help. And you could do that right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can get help for yourself. You could support somebody else getting help. You could support the ministry. And when you do, we say thank you with our five, the truth about narcissism, forgiveness, grief, anger, and fear, and my mom's mug with her three truths on it. And when you support us, you're supporting people transforming their lives. That's what New Life is here for.
I love your mom's mug. It's good to be reminded of those sayings every so often.
It's always something. It's not one thing, it's another. And you never know. And that's
never
the truth. All right, let's go over here, talk with Al, I believe. Claremont, New Hampshire, WDER is the station. Hi there.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we sure can.
How can we help?
Good. Well, you know, concern, situation, whatever, is I'm trying to honor my parents, my mother and father.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling to honor a mother that is negative.
Okay. Well, how is she negative?
Well, she's negative as in, you know, like I'll try to have a conversation with her. You know, usually we talk about the Lord because, you know, we both go to church and we're both Christians, you know. And, you know, she always kind of steers it in a direction that's not, you know, not positive.
Okay, so let me ask.
Negativity.
All right, so let me ask you this. What happened to her as a child that hurt her so badly, wounded her so greatly, that it's hard for her to see the upside?
Well, Well, I'm not 100% sure. I haven't really looked into, you know, I know that she had two brothers, and she grew up in a home with, you know, three men, you know, two brothers and her father.
Okay.
I do know that.
But you don't know about anything that happened to her when she was younger that would cause her to be the way she is today?
Well, she's always been a little more on the negative side. You know, she's always believed in Jesus.
Well, you told us that, but I'm asking if you know, if you have any insight as to why that might be.
Well, the only thing I can really think of is, you know, maybe she felt out of place because, you know, she lived with these, you know, these three guys, and she really didn't have a lot of friends growing up. I know that.
But you might want to ask her the next time you're talking with her about, hey, tell me about what it was like when you were growing up.
I should. You know,
yeah.
Well, keep doing it until you get this story. I've got a question for you, Al. Why is it that you think it's important to honor what's not honorable?
Well, because the Bible says to honor your mother and father.
Yeah, but what does that mean, to honor? Why does it mean that I honor things that are not honorable?
Well, no, I mean, you can't honor what is not honorable.
I mean, there's lots you can honor her for that are positive and good. The fact that she gave you an example of a relationship with the Lord. She talks to you about the Lord. You can honor things that are on. The word honor in the original language there means to give weight to what is weighty. Or in other words, if you want to simplify it, it's to honor what is honorable. And you can always find things to honor that are honorable, but to try to honor things that aren't honorable is a misconception.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
So
here's our standard answer for this. How do you honor somebody that's not honorable? A parent, when the Bible says honor your father and mother, you become something that they could never help you become. If she's negative, you become the son that is not negative. You become that thing that she couldn't teach you to be, which is a positive, affirming person who believes in the Lord, is confident in your faith, and doesn't tend to drift into the negative. Become that person. There's no greater honor than that. It's just beyond giving lip service to someone that doesn't deserve honor, or telling someone that doesn't deserve it just something that isn't true. That's our basic answer. But Alice, you're beyond basic answers. What are your thoughts there?
Well, Steve, I'm considering a different angle on this, which is, Al, I wonder if it gets annoying or frustrating to talk with your mom when she becomes negative, and so then maybe you pull away or struggle to stay in relationship with her, and maybe you're wondering about how to honor her, as in how to stay in relationship when she's a tough person to talk to. So I have two things for you to think about in that vein. And one is to consider talking with your mom about her negativity and how much you love her and want to be in relationship with her, and how it can get to be a little tough when she goes negative in the conversation. Just see how she responds to that. But to do it very gently and with love, and with the whole purpose being, Mom, I want a better relationship with you. But sometimes when, you know, you start going down that negative road, it makes it real hard for me to stay on the phone, or makes it hard for me to call again. And I don't like that about me. I wonder if you can help me with that, Mom. And then, depending on what her response is, Al, I think you decide if she's willing to change. Fantastic. If you can even come to an agreement with her, Mom, can I point it out when you're doing that? Because if you start that, I only have so much more time to talk. Then there's only so much of that I can listen to. And you decide, Al, if she keeps going on those routes, how much time and a true heart you have to give her. So there may be some days where you're stronger, and you could talk with your mom and listen to all her complaints for 10, 15 minutes, and you're fine with it. But there are other days where maybe you start to resent it and think very negatively of her, and then you avoid calling her for 2 weeks. And I think you have to take care of yourself enough by limiting your exposure to her negativity so that you can stay in healthy relationship and still call her in that cheerful way God calls us to give to other people.
Hmm. Well, I hope that's helpful to you.
That's helpful.
That's very, very good. Very, very positive, powerful advice there. Let me send you a copy. Take Your Life Back. I hope that that's going to be a blessing to you. And I think you can change this whole dynamic with her. I really do. I believe it can change. Just don't expect her to have instant results there. And really, really great question here. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we want to help you. We've got these wonderful intensives coming up. That's one way we could help you. And, you know, Every Man's Battle is September the 8th in Denver. Take Your Life Back is in D.C. on that same day. Intimacy and Marriage, September the 22nd in Dallas. And Restore, which is Hope for a Woman's Heart. There are counselors in your area. There are books. There are CDs, DVDs. There are things that we can do to point you in the right direction or help you take a bold move toward changing your life forever. But you have to call us first, and that phone call is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. All right, let's go to Joy. Joy is calling from Thousand Oaks, California. Hi, Joy. How you doing? What's going on?
Hi, I'm doing good. Well, I've been married for 7 years, and most of it's been filled with a lot of fights and neglect. And right now, and for the last few years, my husband's been increasingly hostile. And I want to know, when should I consider separation for the purpose of reconciliation, or what should I do right now?
Mm. Well, Dave, what are your thoughts? Just right out of the chute there.
I would check his computer to see if he's messing around with pornography to start with.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I know he's done it in the past, but he's really good at hiding it, and I don't really have... Well, I don't know Windows 10.
One of the things that we've found is that when a guy is caught up in pornography, he becomes loyal to the pornography, not to his wife. And his wife is kind of seen as the enemy, and I would just deal with that. I would not deal with the hostility. I would deal with the pornography issue.
Do I just ask him? And what if he doesn't want to be honest about it?
Well, he won't be honest about it. I would just check his computer. And I would, what I would say to him is, it seems to me that the pornography issue is a lot bigger than you try to make me believe. And assume that it is, and say something about the fact that you think it is, and see what happens.
Oh, okay.
That's my answer. Alice has a better answer.
Well, we'll hear Alice's answer right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. Really glad that you are. And if we can help you in any way, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Please call us. That's what we're here for. That's what our call center there in Dallas is for. And boy, do we have some great, great folks there lined up. They want to help you, but you have to call them first. We'll be back.
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., September 8th through the 10th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them, whether they're positive or negative. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
Take Your Life Back, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Now, Joy has told us about her husband. He's hostile. We think maybe pornography. You say it's been in the past. If he's never done anything about it, maybe the thing to do, you know, it's to get him into recovery. When you get in recovery for one thing, well, then everything seems to change. I just wonder what would happen if, rather than saying separation, you say, I think it's time you go to Every Man's Battle. And
I can
you
say
don't,
that. He won't go to counseling, for sure.
Okay.
So.
Well, but this is different. This is different than counseling. This is a men-only thing.
Yeah, And so then, if he doesn't, then you have to ask him, so what are you willing to do?
Yeah.
And if he's not willing to do anything, and he's not even, here's the minimal level of acceptance for a marriage, being kind. I mean, if you can't be kind, give me a break.
Yeah, it's really rough to live with.
Yeah. So that's where you might bring in the trial separation issue.
I don't want to do that. I mean, we have two young kids. And I love him. I just want help.
It too often leads to what you don't want, which is leads to divorce rather than reconciliation.
Right.
Even though your intention is to reconcile.
Joy, there may be an intermediate step. So I understand he's refused counseling, but as you bring up your two young children that you have, I think your first priority has to, of course, be protecting them from exposure to his hostility. And depending on how hostile he is, it's something that can even become a reportable issue, where if somebody else were to see or hear of him getting to a certain level, that the children might even be removed from the home for their own safety. And I don't say that to scare you, but to help you, to stand with you in the gravity of this situation as a mother who needs to protect her children. So when I say an intermediate step, if you're not doing this already, perhaps you start practicing a more strict level of boundary by protecting yourself and your children and letting him know if you are hostile and if you get to this point, and you have to decide what it is and be very concrete about it. So when you start to yell, when you start to use swear words, when you slam the door shut, giving concrete examples, I need you to leave the home, and if you won't, I will, and I'm taking the kids with me. And we're going to my mother's house, wherever it is that you're going, and we're going to let her know why we're there, that we're not keeping this a secret, that this is going on, with the hope and the intention that this wakes him up to be willing to get the help that the fellows are suggesting here. So perhaps before completely separating, doing these boundary steps may help. But boundaries are almost impossible to put in place and keep there unless we have the support that we need. Because his hostility may scare you. He may be able to manipulate you and change your mind and make threats.
He does.
Okay.
Because his hostility is not very loud. I don't know how to explain it. It's just in my face, but it's not loud, you know? I don't know.
This is one of the things that our intimacy intensive does help. But let's just say that he's not willing to do that or anything else. I think you have to ask, hey, look, are you happy the way this is? I'm not. Do you respect me at all? It doesn't seem like you do. Can you change for me? Probably not. But here's the bottom line. Our kids, we can't do this in front of our kids. And so you have to decide, are you willing to do anything? Otherwise, I can't let our children believe that this is what a normal marriage, normal relationship is like. and it's so sad. So,
and Joy, if you would, please consider this, because I work with so many couples who are in similar situations, and they say, we don't do this in front of the kids. The kids are sleeping. They're behind closed doors. They're not even aware of this. They're almost always aware, at least, of the tension between their parents if they don't hear the words themselves. And kids, even down to 2 years old, are so savvy about tension between their parents. So if you, as you said, his hostility might be subtle, but it's powerful, you may need your own individual therapist and a support group of women to be able to get the strength and to know how to put boundaries in place and hold them there. Please don't do this alone.
Yeah. All right. I hope that that is helpful to you, and I'm going to send you also Take Your Life Back. Hope that that can help you in some way. Hey, look, there's a lot of things you can't do for another person. You can't make them change. You can't demand they change, but you can change. You can change your attitude. You can change your focus. You can change your reactions. If you want us to help you with that, you call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, I mentioned to you all of the intensives we have coming up. That could be a great place. And sometimes you just have to ask the person that you think won't do anything. You ask them, would you be willing? Sometimes they will. I always encourage a conversation before a confrontation. So just talk with them. See if there's some possibility. Now, we need your help. We need your support to do what we're doing, to bring this program into a lot of lives every single day, to do the workshops, to have our resource center, to have people on the phones ready to help anybody that calls. We need your help. And August is always tough. It's really tough. And if you can help us in some way, if there is a possibility, a $50 gift, we're going to do something really special for you. I've got 5 publications that I'm going to send you. They are The Truth About Narcissism, very common in this day and age, Truth About Forgiveness, Truth About Grief, Truth About Anger, and The Truth About Fear. All 5 of those I'll send you, along with my mom's mug with the 3 sayings that remind us of the reality of life. It's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another, and you never know. And you really don't, do you? So you could help us so much to get through this summer, because this summer, it's a tough one. Summers always are. You came through in June and July, but we got the last 2 weeks of August to go. So please help us, and that will be our way of saying thank you. And we are grateful when you support us and you give. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Those are the places to go. You know, it's so important that we honor God in all that we do, that we honor God in the choices that we make. And it's always important that we recognize when we want to do something, but we can't pull it off. What's the reason for that? Well, whatever it is, let's get some help so that we can be consistent in what we believe and also in what we do. A lot of times the inconsistency, well, it's because there's an addiction or there's a dependency. Are there some kind of problem that we just haven't figured out yet? Let us help you figure that out so that you can walk with character and dignity and integrity. That's what we want to see. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you're not the one with the problem, if you think that it's the other person, let us try to help you help them. We'll do the best that we can for you to help them to get the treatment that they need. Nothing sadder than when you've got this big conflict and the person you love or the person you care about isn't willing to take one single step to make it better. But you can. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. My thanks to Dr. Dave Stoop. Dave, thanks for being here. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And Dr. Alice Benton, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
And all of you, we're going to be here tomorrow, same time, just doing this very same thing, trying to help people with some of God's wisdom, God's principles, God's truth. That's what we're going to be doing. So come join us. And in the meantime, you call us. If you need help or you can help us, same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.